The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, the Olympics.
Now, you had a tremendous amount of success in the Olympics.
Nick Bonino.
Hey, guys, what are your thoughts on Nick Bonino?
Yeah, I like Nick Bonino.
Who?
Nick Bonino.
Walker Buehler.
With all due respect, this guy isn't exactly Rickard Henderson. Look at his bump. He's got a little pitcher bump, skinny legs. No, I took a hard look at it. Got to do your research, right?
Chocolate bars.
Look at some of these people. Snickers, caramel, Butterfinger. I don't even know what a forfeit it is. Eat more. Oh, Henry, all taken before the original candy bar.
It's time for Struds On.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying. So there's a lot of going back and forth about what's going on with McDavid, and there's no doubt there could be numerous calls made on him all the time. But it's rare where I see people talk about or get into what Connor does as well, because he is subtly a bit of a cheater as well. Not a bit, a pretty big cheater. And that's a good thing. You know, you sometimes see him cheat on draws, or sometimes, you know, the way he gives guys a little wax there and that. But last night was a great example of how you cheat. And I can tell you personally, from my own experience in NHL, I would have snapped at the ref if they hadn't called it. So on the Oilers' first goal, the puck is dumped in and it's a change. Mike Smith goes out and gets it, and he snaps it all the way up to Connor. If you didn't see the game, he's tacking down the right wing, you know, kind of taken to the net. Schmitty, who's an odd-looking character, he comes over to take out Connor McDavid. What Connor does is he drops it, and then he doesn't stay in his lane. He pushes off the right leg right into Nate Schmidt and kind of gives him like a bit of a forearm shiver to throw him off so he can't get to Leon Draisaitl. Guess what that does? That gives Leon a second to get the puck, get it off his stick, and score a goal. That is 100% a pick. As a D-man, I would have just skated right from where I would just got picked by McDavid right over to the ref and said, why are you not calling that? Why it is 100%. Because you see it on power play entries where you see guys coming up the ice on the power play and they'll clip the D-man and the D-man will fall down. They'll call the penalty. This is no different. This should be a two-minute penalty. But I give Connor credit. He gets away with it, and that's what cheating's about. If you can get away with it, you do it. But make no mistake, that is the penalty that should be called. You can call it interference, picking, whatever you want to call it, but it is a penalty, but it leads to an older goal. So sometimes, everybody, it goes both ways. I didn't see an outcry of emotion for poor Nate Schmidt last night. First, that his hair is falling out. Then, two, that he got picked by Connor McDavid and got the minus. So let's just remember that. Tomorrow night, when Connor gets dragged down, then I'll just go on Twitter and say, hey, remember last night. If you're not cheating, you're not trying, Griggs.